Hello, good afternoon.
Patrick, this is Charlie. I just saw your text message. How's it going?
Good, good. Sorry to catch up with you a little late today. I know we were supposed to chat at 3, just had some other calls and stuff. You're in Pacific time, though, right?
Yeah, I'm Pacific, so I'm like 1. That's what I know, like, we're 2 hours, so I'm like, he's going to go home. So I left you a message. I was like, hey, if you don't, call me back, I guess we'll just connect on Monday, but you sent me a text.
So do you just kind of, like, run shop out there for local Splash, or do you guys have your headquarters out there as well? Like, what's...
No, our headquarters is here. Yeah, we're in Fountain Valley.
Oh, nice. That's
awesome. Headquarters is here. Yeah, whole team.
Yeah,
here,
I noticed how, like, you guys have this New Jersey number.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep seeing Bayonne, New Jersey in my contact, and that's where I'm from originally. So it seems like, because I always get a lot of spam calls from New Jersey just because that's where I'm from, and I've had so many bankers and corporate people always hit me up. So that's probably why I thought you were not local.
Gotcha.
But anyways, so yeah, I wanted to also ask you, I like how you're persistent with sales. Do you guys so are you the sales manager there, or what's your role? Like, what do you do?
No, I'm not a sales manager. I'm just one of the reps here. So
okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. So, yeah, I really appreciate, I know the hustle, the grind. I've done sales since 2017, so I kind of have some experience there, and I know, like, the grind when it comes to reaching out, continuously reaching out, and I actually appreciate that you were contacting me, like, almost every day. It shows me that you guys are, like, serious, and as well as that's the type of partner I look for anything. So
yeah definitely. I mean, that's what we do here at Local Splash, is we're consistent, and just with everybody from the top down. So I mean, you express an interest here, and you express an interest of, like, you needed help, so we can definitely help you. I mean, like you said, you don't want to work with somebody that's like, oh, you said not today, and it's like, all right, well, just, let you give me a call back whenever. It's like, okay, well, how great would you do the work if that's the case as well,
Yeah.
So, like, top from bottom here, like, we really push excellence here. So I appreciate you understanding that.
Yeah, for sure, man. And, I was just doing sales at a real estate company, so I know, like, how sales right now is evolving like crazy. From the days of cold calling, I mean, cold calling is still there. It's just kind of like automation, I think. I don't know, but I've heard a lot of automation has come into the picture with, like, sending up workflows and callbacks, so that, like, your system, I don't know if you use a CRM or what CRM you use, but your system will, like, automatically remind you to call certain leads. It'll automatically send emails out, automation for, like, text message reminders for any appointments that were booked. If they missed an appointment, they have an automated email or a callback to reschedule, so that you never really miss anything in the pipeline, and it totally soaks in everything. Do you guys have something like that already in place? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we do. We have all types of tech and tools. Our owner, actually, the guy that owns Local Splash, he's a big techie, so he goes, like, he's big, and, like, he goes to, like, all the Google conferences, and he goes to, like, all
what's
the tech conferences and stuff like that.
What's your sales CRM that you guys use?
For right now, we have our own, I don't know what system they use. I just know that we log in. We just call it, like, our manager, and it's just customized to us.
Nice. That's really good. Yeah, a custom one is the best. I almost did that from my other company. I was just curious to ask, because, like, it's good to have, like, a pipe. Like, I'm sure you guys have a pipeline and everything, and you're managing it. The fact that you were able to reach out to me repetitively shows me that you have an organized sales system, so that you don't miss anybody in the deal flow. because I'm sure there's a lot of people reaching out to you guys like all the time.
yeah, we're busy. Yeah, we're constantly. I mean, we're busy with people that reach out to us, and then you know, I mean, you know from experience as well, you got to keep you know contact with your regular clients that you have, so you got to make them happy. Yeah, when they email you with something that they want to change, you got to, you know, your point of contact. So you're like emailing tech team and saying, "Hey, I need this." So it's like
success stuff as well.
Yeah.
I see. That's pretty good though. So then you're like a sales plus account manager kind of thing.
Yeah, it just, it's easier that way, right? So like you and I have had like a really good like conversations back and forth, and we feel comfortable talking to each other. So I usually give out my, I just say like, hey, you can call me here, ask for Charlie, and then they'll send you over to me, and then you can ask me anything you want, and then I can help you from there. Like I can either get a hold of tech team for you, or I can change your website, like get a hold of them. But that way they, you know, you feel comfortable that way because it's like, you know, you don't know anybody here. So it's like, I don't know. I told Charlie this, like, you know, I wish I could just talk with him because I have that familiarity with him. So I usually just say like, hey, you guys can give me a call whenever you guys want. I'm open from 7 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
I'll make it available. Yeah. So
what's
your
next step? You want to kind of start talking to me about the next step?
So the next step here is like I need to get your business information. So the only thing that I have is I only have the solar contractor. Is that the business name?
No, it's going to be like for the GMB profile, we kind of want to have something specific out there. It's going to be called the Golden State Solar. But is that why you're asking for the profile or just in general for us as an account with you guys?
So this would all be like for Golden State Solar. That's what it's going to go under.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, because if this is going to be like for the Google information. They're going to send out the GVPs over there and then like the PIN verification. When they get the PIN verification there, they're going to have to like maybe let you guys know and then,
I'll
you know what I mean?
Provide you with the second address.
So it's Golden State, you said?
Yeah.
Golden State Solar, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then for the business address for the first location, what is that address?
I don't have that with me right now. But I do have like I'll get you all that information. I was just wondering like what is it gonna look like the next step so that we can start building like getting the profile up. Like how soon do you think it would take to get the profile up and what do you need from me besides this information? Or like
realistically what I need from you is I need this information. Because as soon as we have this information I send it over to my tech team. I get this information, I get your name, your last name, your email. Everything that we do is going to get invoiced to you after payment. Then we go through billing, and then that's basically it. I set up your account, I set up a security question for you, so that way you have access to these accounts. So every time you were to call in, we'd say, hey Patrick, thanks for calling in to Local Splash to unlock your account. Your mother's maiden name is X. And you would tell us that, and that would unlock your account, right? But that's basically
and then
after.
Team will reach out to you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so after we do payment, I'll set a time here with you that like you're gonna have to like literally book out because my team is gonna call you, my tech team will call you, and they're gonna set everything up. They're gonna ask you like in full detail, like, you know, what's the areas you want to target, what, you know, like. What's the key phrases you guys want to target? They're going to give you an overview of what they already have, but they're going to ask you of like what you want as well. It's going to be very in depth. So it's going to be like 30 to 40 minutes. That's how long the questions will take. And then I usually say give them about an hour for questions that you might have as well. Okay.
Got it. And perfect.
And then
I just wanted to make sure that's how they'll, you know, they'll ask me first about like the location and stuff before we go ahead and open anything.
We make sure our T's are crossed and our I's are dotted before we do anything, man.
All right. Yeah. All right, sounds good. Yeah, so let me get you this information. And I was thinking we can start with one today, tomorrow. Like, I can pay for one. And then, like, next week or the week after, maybe roll out another one. Like, once we open the account with you, we can continue opening them, right, with you guys?
Yeah, you can continue opening newer accounts.
Yeah, I figured it'd be a healthy balance to just kind of, like, open one every 2 weeks or, like, have you guys do it one every 3 weeks or something. That's going to be good for us so that we can, like, pace it out.
That's fine. Yeah, if you want to do one every 2 weeks, that's fine. If you want to do one every – if you want to do one every 2 weeks, it's up to you guys. So how it would work is if you do one every 2 weeks, basically you would start opening a location with Facebook ads every 2 weeks, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're going to do the Facebook ads for every location, that's how it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So we're just going to do one today.
Yeah, let's do one. Let me get you my information. So, my email's not with the Golden State domain name, but I'll just give it to you because that's the email you're going to charge. Us. So it's are you ready for the email?
Yeah.
It's admin admin at zengenservices.com. ZENGEN services.com.
Okay. And what's your last name?
And my last name is Patel, P-A-T-E-L.
P-A-T-E-L?
Correct.
Awesome. And then, okay, so I know you don't have it. Well, question, this one's in the West Coast, right? You guys are opening up the one in...
Yeah, no, I got you. I have the address. Let me just get it.
No, but for the time zone, you guys are doing the one in San Francisco, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just make a shirt. I got to put everything in here.
We're going to do one, like, right in that area. Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so I'm ready for the address when you are.
Yeah. So this is not the address that I want on the profile. This is just the address for for our current location right now.
Okay, so my question is, do you want the address to show on the profiles, or do you just want that PIN verification at that address?
No.
So think of it like a map, right? I want you to think of it like a map, right? You have a map and you have this little push pin, okay? What's going to happen is they're going to send a PIN verification to the address. Now, that little push pin on the map is going to go right there for Google. So that's where your radius is going to start.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah. Is it possible, though, we can do just the mobile verification or email verification? Because we have the address. It's our little office location. We just, like, to go all the way there and pick up the mail could be, like, a whole thing. If instead, I know we have the option sometimes if you're a tech team. Can do like the mobile verification, that'd be perfect, or like the email verification, or the phone call, right? Sometimes they just call us at the number, and we'll have that number ready so that we pick up and get the code, and they'll verify it. Because we have existing, like, you know how you said the directory listings and stuff. I think that once those get uploaded. And like that's what we have, some of those as well for our address, name, and phone number up on the internet. So Google doesn't usually, they're not gonna like bother us, you know, with like sending a whole thing in the mail and stuff. They're just gonna have us answer the phone call and give us the code. because they're going to see that.
Okay, so you want to do a phone call verification, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, give me one sec. Let me just make sure with my team that we can do that. Because I know the PIN verification is the best one, because it's going to an actual address, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you have anybody that works at the other location, this location that you want to set up?
No, because they're kind of like office setups. So we would have to go and pick up the mail. I mean, if we really have to, it would be difficult. And I'm just wondering, why wouldn't we want to do the phone call verification if it's an option, you know? I know Google did that for one of my other accounts, and it worked. It was fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
You know, even if it doesn't go through, like, we can try it again until it does, because I know it will, like, for at least one for right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. We can do that. Okay. So yeah, I just got word. Cause usually, like I said, usually we do the PIN verification. So I know you can do the phone verification. I was just making sure with my team that they know how to do that stuff. So they said they're good. So
yeah, you just have to give me I'll start the order. But for me to, like, get you the information to actually start opening the profile, you might have to give me, like, a week to do that, because I just want to make sure we're going to get the address and everything set up. Is that okay? I mean, we can start the order. I'm just saying, like, we'll start the work next week sometime, like, later next week on Friday.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is we're going to take the order here. I'm going to ship everything over to my tech team, which is, we call it the client onboarding deal. You're going to have a meeting with them. That's when the work really starts. So they're just going to do the research on the company, and then they're going to have, but payment has to go through, so that way they know, this guy's ready to get started and go. Today's Friday. They wouldn't be able to meet with you today. So I would schedule.
Yeah, so I can choose to schedule it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you at the end. I'm going to say, hey, when do you have available for next week so they can call you? And then whatever time you want next week, that's going to be your deal. Make sense?
So we can schedule it either for next week or the week after. That's the latest, the week after.
So. Yeah. Whatever your schedule allows you to do is fine with us. We're going to get you all squared away, though. Okay, so let me see if I have everything right here. Just give me one second, okay?
All right, cool.
Okay, and then one sec. You guys been pretty busy. Well, you do something different than Josh does, huh?
Well, I pretty much do.
But you haven't been doing the interviews, right?
No.
Yeah. No. Okay. Gotcha. You're like, that's his job. That's hilarious. Okay. All right, hold on. Let me just be here. I just want to make sure. I hate getting this stuff wrong, because then it's like my team gets mad at me. So I just want to make sure I have everything right here, especially with the mobile. All right. Okay, Pat. So what's an address for the billing address then that you want on here?
Okay, for the billing address, you can put 7 Copland, C-O-P-L-A-N-D, Court.
C-O-P, what was that?
C-O-P-L-A-N-D.
And then Court, you said?
Yeah, C-O-U-R-T, Court. Mm-hmm. East Windsor, New Jersey, 08520.
And you said East Windsor, New Jersey, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, oh, I guess I just put the, Okay, and then the, oh, the city is Windsor.
It's East Windsor, yeah.
East Windsor, gotcha. Okay. They have lines for everything. NJ for New Jersey. And then you said that zip code was what?
08520.
Okay. And then are you guys going to be using like a credit card on this or a Visa?
Yeah, I'll do a Visa card. I don't have it with me right now, but if you want to just send me the thing or shoot me a call a little later, I'll have my card when I get home.
What do you mean, shoot you the thing?
The invoice or?
So after payment goes through, it'll send out an invoice to you with your terms and conditions, everything that we talked about, what we're going to get today, but it needs to have a card to shoot that out to you, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. All right. So when I get back to my house tonight, because the card for Zendren is not with me right now, I can do that with you a little later, or we can just do it Monday if it's not. I just don't have that card with me. I don't want to use my personal card on this because it's a business expense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What time are you going to be home?
Probably later, around like 5. There's no like, you guys don't have like a payment link or anything? I could just do this as soon as I get home. So you don't have to be bothered.
Yeah. We don't have payment link. We take credit card, like over the phone because we just been burned in the past before. So we just do it kind of like the old school way. You know what I mean? Like we used to take, bank information too. Like people would be like, well, can I just give you my routing information? And we're like, sure. And then the bank puts a hold on it for like, you know, the 30 day hold or whatever they have on it. And then we build everything out, get it all up for them. And then they go, oh no, I don't want that transaction to go through. And it's just a mess. So this is how we do it. It's just company policy.
Got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, if you don't have that, then I'm not going to be able to transfer this until, you were to get home, which would be, if it's 5 your time, it would be like in an hour, so 3 my time.
Sure. All right, that works. We can shoot for then. You know, I'll just get it to you then.
Okay. I'll put this on hold then for right now, and then I'll call you in about like an hour. Or if you want to just call me back when you get home, is that fair? In an hour, you just call me back?
Yeah, let me call you back. All right.
Okay. And then if I don't hear from you, like, at 5:30, I'll call you before I leave.
Okay.
Sounds good, Patrick?
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.